Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. Coming up in about 10 minutes, why so many Asian American girls get eyelid surgery. We'll talk to a leading plastic surgeon. But first, a judge has thrown out Mayor Bloomberg's latest public health initiative to have certain restaurants post the calorie count of certain foods on their menus. We'll talk about the business, nutrition, and legal aspects of that now, and we have a few minutes for your calls on this. The question is, do you really use food labels to determine your eating habits? Call to answer that question. Again, how do you really use food labels to determine your eating habits? 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. And with me now are Marion Nessel, Professor of Nutrition and Food Studies, as well as Public Health at NYU, and author of her latest book, What to Eat, published by the North Point Press, and Diane Brady, a senior writer for Business Week. Diane, welcome. Marion, welcome back to WNYC.
Glad to be here.
First, Diane Brady, from the business side, what exactly would this have required, and what was the business reaction?
Well, obviously, the restaurants are happy. In essence, this rule would have forced fast food restaurants, for the most part, to display their calorie content on the menus. And they already, their argument was they already give out calorie content information. So, among other things, one of the arguments was that this was just targeting a subset. People who'd already voluntarily chosen to disclose this information would now have to post it. So what they're doing is they're saying that if the city required all restaurants to do this, maybe it could regulate it, but that it can't sort of do this. Mainly, I think, on First Amendment grounds was the argument of the New York State Restaurant Association.
And they argued it on First Amendment grounds, but I don't think that's exactly the way that the judge ruled. I guess it was this kind of equal protection thing,
exactly.
Right?
Exactly. I mean, it's not so much a question of free speech. It's a question of being equal to everybody. And the argument, I think, of the expense incurred is not a valid one either. But there is some logic to this, that it is, you know, who's going to bear the brunt of this? It's going to be the McDonald's and the Burger Kings and the Wendy's of the world. And those are the ones that clearly New York City is targeting as being behind the obesity epidemic. But the question is it fair? And this judge felt it was not fair.
Marion Nessel, do you think there would have been, and there may still be as they try to rewrite this to make it legally acceptable, but if fast food restaurants post calorie counts, do you think there would be any public health impact?
Well, there's some evidence that there would be. There's one or two studies that show that if people understood that larger portions have more calories, and I can't even say that without laughing, because it seems so obvious, but it absolutely is not, then they choose ones that have fewer calories. And people don't understand about calories. Information about calories, I think, is by far the most important concept that needs to be conveyed these days. And I read the judge's decision quite differently. I thought it was terrific that the judge didn't get involved in First Amendment issues and instead got involved in issues of fairness. And it seems to me that it would be very easy for New York City to rewrite its proposal to meet the legal requirements as given by this judge. And most people that I saw who interpreted it said that it would not strike down state and local laws that applied to certain groups of restaurants as a whole and didn't distinguish between them. So I actually see it as a big step forward.
Well, in other words, the city, in order to comply with the law, would have to broaden the order to include more restaurants?
Yes, and not just the ones that already provide nutrition information.
But do you have any indication that the city is willing to do that? I think they only went that far because they didn't want to get the Restaurant Association even more up in arms to have restaurants that don't now measure the calorie content of their dishes to start doing so.
Well, I'm not a legal scholar, but this looks like something that's going to go all the way to the Supreme Court to me. I think the Restaurant Association is going to fight any attempt to try to reveal the number of calories in its food.
And also realize the difficulties. One thing for fast food chains with standardized portions to give out calorie information, mm-hmm. it's quite another for a restaurant that has a varying menu. You know, maybe the chef decides to put on an extra scoop of mashed potatoes. That would get into this whole sort of chaotic mess that they really wanted to avoid.
Oh, and I completely agree with that. I think it's impossible for restaurants that are not chains and don't have standardized portions to do something like this because the information about food composition is so inaccessible
right.
and difficult to use on a daily basis.
Allison in Highland Park tries to use them. Hi, Allison. You're on WNYC. How do you use food labels?
Hi, I use them every day grocery shopping to make decisions, you know, between two different brands. It always really interests me when you find a brand in the grocery store that's organic and you think it's going to be very healthy, and then you look and the first ingredient, you know, is high fructose corn syrup, something like that. So I just think it's very important. And I actually
But it's organic high fructose corn syrup.
I mean, it's more educational, you know, it's healthier, and it's actually like a hobby of mine, you know, to eat healthy, so I would really appreciate some sort of information about nutrition and calories in restaurants.
Hobby is an interesting word. It's like, what do you do for fun? I eat healthy.
I eat healthy.
Yeah,
well,
I mean, you know,
good.
You get the nutrition food letters, and it's very enjoyable. Yeah. It makes me feel good to know that I'm eating healthy, and I may, you know, be more liberal with the calories I'm willing to ingest in a restaurant because it's more like a treat to go out.
Uh-huh.
But I would appreciate some sort of information, you know, in restaurant food, and I do sometimes choose locations that do provide information.
Thank you very much, Mary Nessel. Is there such a thing as organic high fructose corn syrup?
Oh, of course there is. Of course there is, and most people think it doesn't have any calories. I mean, that's another reason why calorie labeling is so important, because there's now very, very good research that indicates that if people think that something's healthy, they underestimate the number of calories that it has by a very, very large fraction. And this is just human nature, and how we do some sort of educational program around calories is something that I don't know how to do, but I love the mm-hmm. idea of putting it on menu boards. Let's see what happens.
Marian,
it'll be an interesting experiment.
Marian in Bernardsville, you're on WNYC. How do you use labels?
I use them similarly to the other caller, both grocery shopping, but in restaurants. And I have to relay a funny story. I was sitting there eating a buffalo chicken salad, thinking I had selected the most appropriate thing on the menu, and kind of looking at the people at the table next to me, thinking, oh, how unhealthy, they're having a burger. And the menu happened to have calorie counts and fat content. And I looked down and I realized that I was probably about 30% higher in fat content in my meal than the person sitting next to me. So
what was your meal?
Pardon?
What was your meal?
My meal was a buffalo chicken salad. So it was a salad with chicken sliced over the top. The chicken had a coating on it, which was probably a fried coating, plus dressing. And so by the time you added all those things up, and it was pretty heavily laden with dressing.
Right. But the easy assumption that you made at first was that chicken is less fatty, therefore more healthy than beef in general, right?
Well, chicken, you know, in a salad, I had my greens, and there they were with a bun and a burger. How could that possibly, you know, be a more healthy choice in terms of fat and overall calorie content? So there I was making a misassumption. And so, you know, I really appreciate any time I can use the menu to help guide me in terms of making good, you know, good solid decisions.
Marian, thanks a lot.
Diane, I want to mention one thing, which is it's a very passive thing to require fast foods to do this, and consumers are pushing more for them to be more proactive. You see Burger King coming out with a healthier kids menu, and the issue I have is they don't price these things appropriately. I go to McDonald's, I want to buy a hamburger, but it's, you know, more expensive than the double cheeseburger, so the economic incentive to eat well isn't there.
All right, you're with Business Week. Crunch the numbers. Why would it be profitable for Burger King, if this is really true, to make a hamburger more expensive than a double cheeseburger? That's more beef and the cheese.
Well, I think one of it is it's a loss leader. I mean, in some cases they have these value menus. They just want people to kind of bulk up on certain foods. It's like supersizing. Technically, it shouldn't just cost 30, 40 cents more to have double the fries.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's one way to draw people in when they know they're going to get, frankly, a more delicious burger at a very cheap price. It's how they compete with each other.
You raise an interesting point, which is consumer pressure. Do you think that the marketplace itself can do as much as New York City government was trying to do in forcing more posting of calorie information, especially by fast food restaurants?
I think so. I mean, I don't know so much the posting, but you've already seen it with McDonald's, which has been on a tear. They had great sales yesterday, and one reason is that because of pressure primarily from female consumers, they've been switching their menus to healthier foods, less fried foods for kids, adding more milk. You know, these apple dippers, which I think are, you know, pretty egregious. But anyway, you know, they've now slicing up apples and selling them as a snack. And that's because consumers want it. They're demanding it. They understand intuitively that this is not healthy food. What they can't do, I think, is pressure. I think it's good to have laws like taking trans fats out and things like that, because that's something that's hidden that people aren't aware of. That's where I think legislation is really good.
It's at least there is a choice, I guess, that apple and walnut salad that they have. But at this, around the same time that was introduced, they introduced these really junky snack wraps at a very low cost.
Sure.
So, you know, for everyone, there's another. And I guess at least the choice is out there, but the temptation is still thrust in front of your face to eat unhealthy over and over and over again.
Why do you go to McDonald's? Sometimes people want a big, greasy burger, and that's where they want to go. And I know they introduced some.
Or sometimes people just want things fast,
right,
and not overly priced. I sometimes go into McDonald's for a salad. I know some of their salads can be, you know, pretty healthy and even pretty tasty. But you gotta, you know, if people don't have choices of things that they can get fast, then they're going to eat and that they can get cheap, they're going to eat unhealthy.
If you're on an interstate, you don't have any choice.
Right.
I mean, that's what you can get on an interstate. But again, it's the issue is, if you're worried about overweight, the issue is calories.
Right.
Because weight is really about calories. And that's why the focus on calorie labeling, it seems to me, is so important. And we need to figure out some way to educate the public about calories. I don't know how to do it, but I'm willing to try.
All right. Well, we will see whether the city succeeds at the next level of court in requiring some fast food restaurants and some others to post the calorie counts. Mary Nessel, professor of nutrition, food studies, and public health at NYU, her latest book, What to Eat, and Diane Brady, senior writer for Business Week. Thank you both.
Thank you.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC coming up in a minute. Why so many Asian American girls get eyelid surgery. Stay with us.